Hey, this is singer-songwriter Jeffrey Aldergott, and you're listening to the only radio station that tickles your nose when you kiss it. BearRadio.net.
This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. I'm Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia, here with Daddy Bear Rocco, and we're hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. Here is an essay entitled Partner's Death Ends Happy Life on Ranch. 2 decades together mean nothing in Oklahoma law. Written by Jesse Teresi, the Columbia News Service. On the face of it, Sam Beaumont, 61, with his cowboy hat, deep-throated chuckle, and northwestern drawl, is not so different from the ranch hands in Ang Lee's critically acclaimed film, Brokeback Mountain. More Romeo and Juliet than Rent, Brokeback Mountain challenges modern perceptions of what it means to be gay in rural America. Listen, the character Twist says to Del Mar as part of a dream that goes unrealized in the film. I'm thinking, tell you what, if you and me had a little ranch together, little cow and calf operation, your horses, it'd be some sweet life. And that pretty much describes the life Beaumont had. He settled down with Earl Meadows and tended 50 head of cattle for a quarter century on an Oklahoma ranch. I was raised to be independent. I didn't really care what other people thought, Beaumont said. In 1977, Beaumont was divorced and raising 3 sons after a dozen years in the Air Force when Meadows walked up to him near the Arkansas River. It was a pretty day, January 15th, 65 degrees, Beaumont said. But he came up. He got to talk until 2 in the morning. I don't even remember what we said, but I knew it was something special. Beaumont moved to be with Meadows in his partner's hometown of Bristow, Oklahoma, a place of 4,300 people. Together they bought a ranch and raised Beaumont's 3 sons. The mortgage and most of the couple's possessions were put in Meadows' name. During the day, Meadows worked as a comptroller for Black & Decker. He dropped the boys at school on his way to work. At home, Beaumont took care of the ranch, feeding and tagging cattle, cooking and cleaning, and once built a barn. Quote, as far as I was concerned, I had 2 dads, said one of Beaumont's sons, now 33, who requested anonymity. He was 2 years old when Meadows joined the family. Dad helped with schoolwork and all the stuff around the house, taught me to ride horses and milk cows. Earl used to take me to the company picnics and Christmas parties. He bought me my first car. Most of their friends, Beaumont said, were straight couples, women who worked at Black & Decker, teachers and doctors and lawyers, and childhood friends of Meadows who often came to dinner at the ranch. People treated them fine, said Eunice Lawson, who runs a grocery store in Bristow. But in 1999, Meadows had a stroke and Beaumont took care of him for a year until he died at age 56. That's where the fantasy of a life together on the range collides with reality. After a quarter century on the ranch, he shared with his partner, Beaumont lost it all on a legal technicality in a state that doesn't recognize domestic partnerships. Meadows' will, which left everything to Beaumont, was fought in court by a cousin of the deceased and was declared invalid by the Oklahoma Court of Appeals in 2003 because it was short 1 witness signature. A judge ruled that the rancher had to put the property, which was appraised at $100,000, on the market. The animals were sold. Beaumont had to move. Because Meadows had no biological children or surviving parents, his estate was divided up among his heirs. When the ranch sells, the proceeds are to be divided among dozens of Meadows' cousins. They took the estate away from me, said Beaumont. He said that he put about $200,000 of his own money into the ranch. Everything that had Earl's name on it, they took. They took it all and didn't bat an eye. Every state has common law marriage rules that protect heterosexual couples. If someone dies without a will, or with a faulty one, his or her live-in partner is treated as the rightful inheritor. but only 7 states currently give gay couples protections, such as inheritance rights and health benefits through marriage, civil unions, and domestic partnerships. What's more, Oklahoma last year amended its state constitution to ensure that neither marriage nor any similar arrangement is extended to same-sex couples. Today, there are roughly 90,000 gay couples living in small-town America, according to the 2000 U.S. Census, and more than 5,700 in Oklahoma. Last year, Beaumont moved to nearby Wewoka to a one-bedroom place with 350 acres for his horses, White Pyrenees, and Great Dane to roam. He said he was continuing to fight the cousins, who are suing for back rent for the years he lived on his ranch. This has been an essay by Jesse Torrisi from the Columbia News Service, Partner's Death Ends Happy Life on Ranch. And now we turn to the lighter side of Brokeback Mountain. This comes in from Jack Fritcher, author of the epic bear novel of 1980s San Francisco, Some Dance to Remember. We have some amazing audio outtakes from the movie Brokeback Mountain, exclusively here on Bear Soup. Here's Jake Glennahall as Jack, reading over his receipts. Weekly grocery list for Ennis Del Mar and Jack Twist, summer 1962. Week 1, beans, bacon, coffee, whiskey. Week 2, beans, ham, coffee, whiskey. Week 3, beans, bacon, coffee, whiskey, KY. Week 4, beans, pancetta, coffee, espresso grind, whiskey, 2 tubes, KY. Week 5, fresh fava beans, jasmine rice, prosciutto, approximately 8 ounces thinly sliced, medallions of veal, porcini mushrooms, 1/2 pint of heavy whipping cream, 1 Cub Scout uniform, size 42 long, 5 or 6 bottles good Chardonnay, 1 large bottle Astro Glide. Week 6, Yukon Gold potatoes, heavy whipping cream, asparagus very thin, eggs, lemons, Gruyere cheese well aged, walnuts, arugula, butter, olive oil, balsamic vinegar, 6 yards white silk Burgundy, 6 yards pale ivory taffeta, case of Chardonnay, and 1 large tin Crisco. And don't forget to send in your funniest answer to the question, how many bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? Send them to bearsoup@bearradio.net. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network. This is Spunk Daddy Ron Serratia.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.